Group E， 高中英语听力专线三。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后面有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
My radio doesn't work. What do you think I should do?
Why not call Mr. White?
I want to have this shirt washed and this suit dry cleaned.
Very well, sir. Your name and room number, please.
Are we supposed to leave at 7:35?
I'm not sure. All I remember is that the flight number is 733. How did you like your work as a reporter?
Well, it was interesting, but I had to work long hours. I was never at home on weekends.
I got 90 in my math exam.
I got 95, but Linda was the best in my class. She got 98.
Second 节，听下面五段对话和独白。每段对话和独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话和独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，每小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八小题。
Mr. Miller, you were late for work, weren't you?
Yes, I'm very sorry.
Why did you get here so late?
I watched TV till very late last night.
What was on?
It was an exciting football match, France against Germany, when the France were about to win. So I got up late and didn't have breakfast and left home in a hurry.
Did you catch the train?
No, I called for a taxi. There were a lot of cars and buses on the highway. Unfortunately, an accident happened. Then there was a traffic jam. I was very anxious.
What happened after that?
The police came and solved the problem. I waited for a long time. When I got to the office, it was already 10 o'clock.
I hope that you won't be late again. Otherwise, I will fire you.
Sure, I'll never be late again.
Mr. Miller.You were late for work, weren't you?
Yes, I'm very sorry.
Why did you get here so late?
I watched TV till very late last night.
What was on?
It was an exciting football match, France against Germany, when the France were about to win. So I got up late and didn't have breakfast and left home in a hurry.
Did you catch the train?
No, I called for a taxi. There were a lot of cars and buses on the highway.Unfortunately, an accident happened. Then there was a traffic jam. I was very anxious.
What happened after that?
The police came and solved the problem. I waited for a long time. When I got to the office, it was already 10 o'clock.
I hope that you won't be late again. Otherwise, I will fire you.
Sure, I'll never be late again.
听第七段材料，回答第九至十一小题。
How were your exams, Mike?
Not too bad, but I'm sure I made some mistakes in the science paper and maths paper.
Me too. The science paper was not easy this time, was it?
It seems that our new science teacher likes to give us tough exams.
I have the same feeling. He looks only 25 or so.
Maybe he hopes to make us pay more attention to his lessons in this way.
Really?
Well, I'm only joking.
How were your exams, Mike?
Not too bad, but I'm sure I made some mistakes in the science paper and maths paper.
Me too. The science paper was not easy this time, was it?
It seems that our new science teacher likes to give us tough exams.
I have the same feeling. He looks only 25 or so.
Maybe he hopes to make us pay more attention to his lessons in this way.
Really?
Well, I'm only joking.
听第八段材料，回答第十二至十四小题。
What can I do for you?
I want to buy a sweater for my son. This yellow one doesn't have a price on it.How much does it cost, do you know?
Yes, it's $42.33.
That's too expensive.
Here's a nice nylon one for $15.88. We sell a lot of these.
Yes, it is nice. I think I'll take it.
Do you want anything else? This kind of trousers is in discount. It only costs $13 each pair.
That's nice. Okay, I'll take one.
What can I do for you?
I want to buy a sweater for my son. This yellow one doesn't have a price on it. How much does it cost, do you know?
Yes, it's $42.33.
That's too expensive.
Here's a nice nylon one for $15.88. We sell a lot of these.
Yes, it is nice. I think I'll take it.
Do you want anything else? This kind of trousers is in discount. It only costs $13 each pair.
That's nice. Okay, I'll take one.
听第九段材料，回答第十五至十七小题。
What's your favorite sport, Susan?
Football.
Soccer or rugby?
I prefer soccer. It's a splendid game. But, like most of us, I just watch it. I watch a soccer match nearly every Saturday afternoon, either at the local stadium or on TV. What about you, John? Do you play football?
I'm afraid not, and I don't watch it either. I know it's Britain's most popular outdoor game, but I never liked it, not even when I was at school.
But don't you watch the cup finals and the great international matches between British teams and other national teams?
Very rarely. My favorite game is cricket. I used to be quite a good cricket player when I was at school, and I've kept it up ever since.
It's a very English game, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It has become popular in the Commonwealth countries. Do you ever watch the matches between England and the other Commonwealth countries? They're very interesting and exciting.
Yes, I watch them on TV.
What's your favorite sport, Susan?
Football.
Soccer or rugby?
I prefer soccer. It's a splendid game. But, like most of us, I just watch it. I watch a soccer match nearly every Saturday afternoon, either at the local stadium or on TV. What about you, John? Do you play football?
I'm afraid not, and I don't watch it either. I know it's Britain's most popular outdoor game, but I never liked it, not even when I was at school.
But don't you watch the cup finals and the great international matches between British teams and other national teams?
Very rarely. My favorite game is cricket. I used to be quite a good cricket player when I was at school, and I've kept it up ever since.
It's a very English game, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It has become popular in the Commonwealth countries. Do you ever watch the matches between England and the other Commonwealth countries? They're very interesting and exciting.
Yes, I watch them on TV.
Good morning and welcome to the Life Review. Do you know how many men do housework? Recently, a European official group tried to discover what people's ideas were about the women's movement. As part of their survey, they asked many men and women the question, "Who does the housework?" The men answered very differently from the women. The housework they asked people about was preparing meals, washing dishes, cleaning the house, and babysitting. 48% of British husbands said they did this kind of work. 51% of Danish men said they helped in the house. 15% of Italian men said they did the housework. But there was an interesting point of view from the wives. According to British wives, only 38% of their husbands helped in the house. And Italian wives complained that their husbands hardly ever helped. The Italian and British men didn't tell the truth. The group found that Danish men were the most truthful husbands. Their answers were the same as their wives. Good morning and welcome to the Life Review. Do you know how many men do housework? Recently, a European official group tried to discover what people's ideas were about the women's movement. As part of their survey, they asked many men and women the question, "Who does the housework?" The men answered very differently from the women. The housework they asked people about was preparing meals, washing dishes, cleaning the house, and babysitting. 48% of British husbands said they did this kind of work. 51% of Danish men said they helped in the house. 15% of Italian men said they did the housework. But there was an interesting point of view from the wives. According to British wives, only 38% of their husbands helped in the house. And Italian wives complained that their husbands hardly ever helped. The Italian and British men didn't tell the truth. The group found that Danish men were the most truthful husbands. Their answers were the same as their wives.
That's the end